Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino tonight delivers his State of the City address at Faneuil Hall. Substance-wise, reports suggest the mayor will outline what's called an aggressive agenda. But political watchers will also be looking closely tonight, physically, to see how the mayor performs, following his recent long illness, to get a hint of whether the mayor might run for re-election again later this year or not. Joining us this morning to help preview the event tonight is Larry DeCara, former Boston City Councilor, former President of the City Council, and one-time candidate for mayor. Good morning, Larry, and thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
Great, Bob.
A lot of people are saying they're listening not only for what the mayor says tonight, but they're looking at how he looks and how he acts following his recent long illness. You'll be there tonight. What will you be paying attention to?
I'll be paying attention to the message, but certainly everybody will be looking as he walks down that center aisle of Faneuil Hall. I expect Mayor Menino can walk down that center aisle just fine, and he'll return to being mayor.
There's some wishful thinking, it seems like, in this. People who'd like to be mayor, in a way, not wishing Mayor Menino bad luck, but hoping that he signals tonight that he's ready to leave it behind after this term.
I doubt we'll get any signals tonight. I ran 30 years ago. Kevin White, who was at that point 54 years old and in very good health, did not indicate that he would be stepping aside until Thursday of Memorial Day weekend. And I expect the mayor will make his decision sometime this spring. And whatever decision he makes will determine whether 2013 is a free-for-all or a re-election campaign for him.
Could there be people in the audience tonight who are thinking about running for mayor who are going to leave that hall saying, I've looked at the mayor and now I've decided I'm going to run?
There could be. And there may also be a few who may say, I can wait. And there may be one or two bright young people who may decide to run against him. But right now, there are no candidates for mayor except Tom Menino. And that's extraordinary, given that 30 years ago, there were four, five, six of us who had headquarters and staffs and were running around with position papers. None of that is going on. I think people are waiting for a signal, and I don't think they'll get it tonight, Bob.
If he had to, could Mayor Menino run essentially an armchair campaign? Does it matter to the people of Boston to see their mayor, this longtime mayor, out on the campaign trail? Could he run an armchair campaign if he had to?
Absolutely. John Collins was mayor of Boston for two terms. He was in a wheelchair, a polio victim, and he once told me that he took advantage of being in the wheelchair because he could decline invitations to events he didn't want to go to. I expect that a combination of new media and traditional media, the mayor's visibility will remain high. It's somewhere approaching 100%, and I expect if he decides to run for re-election, he will be the front runner, no doubt about it.
In terms of substance tonight on the speech, what do you expect to hear from the mayor? What we know is that he's going to focus on education, on public safety, and on affordable housing. What do you hope to hear from him?
I expect, as he does in every state of the city, that there will be some new ideas. Sometimes they work. Sometimes, like the 1,000-foot building, they don't. But the important thing is that he has very bright people around him who continue to create new opportunities for him to try things out. Take the Innovation District. He decided there would be an Innovation District. He deemed that it existed. It exists. That's the power that the mayor has. If he decides to take an initiative on affordable housing, he can make things happen.
That's exactly what the Boston Herald is reporting this morning, that the mayor is going to create what is being called the Middle Income Housing Initiative. The Herald says that the mayor is going to put 1 million square feet of city-owned property up for sale at discounted prices around the city with the hopes of building between 200 and 300 single and two-family homes to put more housing out there, to put more taxable housing on the rolls for the city. As a city councilor, you dealt with affordable housing. As an attorney, you've dealt with a lot of real estate projects. Is this a good plan, potentially?
I think it's a great plan. We have a serious problem. We have an economy where we have a lot of people at the top and a lot of people at the bottom and not many people in between. and those solid middle-class people who have always been the cornerstones of city neighborhoods need places to live.
Larry DeCara, former president of the Boston City Council, former councilor, former candidate for mayor, and attorney partner at the international law firm of Nixon Peabody. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Always good to see you in the studio.
Great to be here, Bob.